How do you treat yourself? Are you kind to yourself? Are you compassionate to yourself? Are you uncompassionate to yourself? Are you impatient with yourself, or are you patient with yourself? Now, this is important because the truth of the matter is, if you don't teach yourself, if you don't learn to have understanding, love, and compassion and empathy for yourself, you won't be able to give this to anyone else. This is survival. This is simple. You could almost think of negativity itself as an emotional rubber band. You know, when you're positive, the rubber band can be really stretched out really far, like even further than a typical rubber band can in some ways. But once you get into a negative state of mind, that rubber band just like snaps like that, just automatically. Don't need to have any say from you. It just happens automatically. Nothing you can do about it. And the reason why this is happening is because survival. The body is meant to survive and thrive in social situations and this kind of thing. And so if you're not patient with yourself, understanding with yourself, compassionate with yourself, you're never going to be able to do this with others. You teach others what you teach yourself. You give others what you give yourself. If you teach yourself to be impatient, you're going to be impatient with others. If you give impatience to yourself or anger or whatever it is, you're going to give the same thing to others because that's what you have to give. And it makes logical sense if you think about it. Because what is it really that you're doing when you're giving yourself these things? You're giving yourself room. If you are giving yourself impatience, anger, and you're not understanding, you're not willing to understand or be compassionate towards yourself, you're not giving yourself any room. In fact, it's almost like you're taking what room that you have for yourself, and you're getting rid of all of even that. So yourself has to move backwards, so to speak. And so that's the emotional rubber band. That's what I call it. That's what negative emotions kind of are, but that's also kind of what this does as well. So you must learn to understand yourself. And I don't mean understand yourself as in like, this is what I do, this is why, but like understand yourself in a sort of empathetic way, like understand yourself why you're doing this. This is why, you know, like for instance, you might make a mistake. Normally what you might do is you might get impatient. You might say, why did I do this to myself? I'm so dumb. But instead what you're doing here is, you're going, oh, I did this because I didn't see this coming and I didn't understand this was going to happen, this kind of thing. And you're now accepting of yourself. You're now understanding yourself. Loving yourself, we can talk about that, honestly. That sounds a little strange, but really it's not about love. It's about compassion anyways. Love is kind of like a drug. I mean, so many people are in love and they're like needy and clingy and they're not compassionate with one another. Because the love is kind of like a drug. It's like, oh, I need you. I want you. I gotta have you. You know, all these different love songs are like this. It's like, that's not. That's being. That's fine if that's what you have, but that's not compassion to yourself or others. Because eventually you're going to find that love is too strong, or you it's like a roller coaster. It goes up really high, but then it falls really far, really fast, right? And you lose all sense of reason, all sense of logic and rationality. So really, I think what it really comes down to is not loving yourself or even another person. It's being compassionate towards oneself or another. But like I said, this really does have to start with yourself first. And this makes perfect sense if you think about it survival-wise. Now, how would you do it if you had to survive, right? If you were by yourself and you had no food, or if you had very little food, maybe enough for yourself, and another person comes and says, I need food, can you give me some food? Maybe you'd give them some of your food, but you wouldn't have very much to spare, and so you'd have a lot of, you'd have to split it, you'd have to keep a lot for yourself, right? If you have even less, then you have to say no, because you have only enough for yourself. If it's bad enough, right? but if you have more food, you can give this person more of this food. Same thing with your understanding, your compassion, your self-acceptance. If you are giving yourself impatience, anger, and upset with yourself, this kind of thing, you're going to give that to others, because that's all you have to give. That's all you're giving to yourself. You could almost think of it in this way. You give what you have to give. You can't give what you don't have to give. If you don't have compassion in you for yourself, or let alone another person, but yourself, how are you going to give any to others? Maybe you're going to attempt to give it to others, and you're going to be like, I need to give this to others, and so you're going to do this, but you're going to become resentful and all this kind of stuff. That's not compassion. That's fake compassion for the sake of... What's the word I'd use? Simplicity, for the sake of not having conflicts, this kind of thing. But that's not compassion. That's submission, really. Oh, I have to do all these things for this person. I can't say no, this kind of thing. You're doing that with this person because that's what you do with yourself. You don't have compassion with yourself. You have like a master-slave relationship with yourself. In that case, like, do this, do that, do this. You didn't do this right. You didn't do that right. You know, the things like this. And so eventually what's going to happen is, maybe even if you have a relationship with this person, you're going to end up doing this, right? So yeah, you give only what you have to give. Nothing more, nothing less. So learn. It's not easy, it's not simple, and it's a process. It's a deep process. So learn to give yourself acceptance, understanding, compassion, empathy. This kind of thing. That's really all you can do anyways. I mean, everybody's going to make mistakes. Everybody's going to do something that they regret. Impatience isn't going to stop that. Anger isn't going to stop that. If anything, if you are these things to yourself, despite all those things, you might find that you surprise yourself. You might find that rubber band is able to stretch out more. Now it's able to do more. Maybe not as much as you want it to do, but it's able to do more than you thought it could do. So, anyways, hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to you in the next one.